野菜。
Welcome, listeners, to another edition of Muslims Perspectives. Thank you for tuning in. Today's selection from the Quran is taken from Surah Yunus, which is chapter 10, verses 21 to 25 of the Quran. Let's listen in.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وإذا أذقنا الناس رحمة من بعد ضراء مستهم إذا لهم مكر في آياتنا قل الله أسرع مكرا إن رسلنا يكتبون ما تمكرون هو الذي يسيركم في البر والبحر حتى إذا كنتم في الفلك وجرين بهم بريح طيبة وفرحوا بها جاءتها ريح عاصف وجاءهم الموج من كل مكان وظنوا أنهم أحيط بهم دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين لئن أنجيتنا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين فلما أنجاهم إذا هم يبغون في الأرض بغير الحق يا أيها الناس إنما بغيكم على أنفسكم متاع الحياة الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعكم فننبئكم بما كنتم تعملون إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حرام حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
That selection from the Quran is taken from chapter 10, verses 21 to 25, and the English translation is, "In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. When we give people a taste of mercy, after being afflicted with a hardship, they swiftly devise plots against our revelations. Say, O Prophet, God is swifter in devising punishment. Surely our messenger, angels, record whatever you devise. He, God, is the one who enables you to travel through land and sea. And if it so happens that you are on ships sailing with a favorable wind, to the passengers' delight, suddenly the ships are overcome by a gale wind, and those on board are overwhelmed by waves from every side, and they assume they are doomed. They cry out to God alone in sincere devotion, saying, if you save us from this, we will certainly be grateful. But as soon as he rescues them, they transgress in the land unjustly. O humanity, your transgression is only against your own souls. There is only brief enjoyment in this worldly life. Then to us is your return, and then we will inform you of what you used to do. The life of this world is just like rain. We send down from the sky, producing a mixture of plants which humans and animals consume. Then just as the earth looks the best, perfectly beautified, and its people think that they have full control over it, there comes to it our command by night or by day. So we mow it down as if it never flourished yesterday. This is how we make the signs clear for people who reflect. And Allah invites all to the home of peace and guides whoever he wills to the straight path." On the line we have Sheikh Zahir Bakas, who is Imam at Jamaatul Ansar, Great Lakes Mosque, as well as a principal of Low Tree Islamic School. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh wa ta'aleem.
Kindly give us a further explanation of this selection, please.
Sure, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, these verses from Surah Yunus are important for us to reflect upon. And one of the most telling things is at the end of verse 24, God Almighty, he says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. He says that, and this is how we make the signs clear for people who reflect. Meaning that God Almighty, he sends signs. There are signs for us. There are signs in the heaven and the earth, the sun, the land. There are signs in our daily lives. God Almighty puts signs everywhere we go that leads us back to him. Leads us back to understanding that this world is just temporary. That it's going to come to an end. That we have an appointed time in it. We don't know when that appointed time is, but we do have an appointed time in which we are going to leave this world. So all of that together, the signs of Allah, the signs of God, the fact that we're going to journey back to our Lord, the signs that God places is who gets it? Who understands it? لِكَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. It's clear signs for people who reflect, meaning that you have to be a person that wants to reflect. If things don't go well in your life, reflect. Why is this happening? If things are going well in your life, reflect. Why am I getting so much blessings when I know people who don't have it? So that's the first thing. So these verses, God Almighty, He places them, He wants to give us lessons. One of the lessons that He says in the first verse is, when people taste the mercy after they're afflicted with hardship, they come against the Prophet and God. They come against them. They say, why? They forget about the one who gave them blessings, and they forget about the one who rescued them, saved them from their difficulty, gave them a way out, the one who opened up the doors for a solution to the issues that they were facing. They forget. They cry onto Him, and then they swiftly forget. So they cry out to Allah. People cry out to God when they're in difficulty. They cry out. When they're in extreme hardship, when they're tested, they raise their hands, they cry to their Lord, and so forth. And then when God saves them, then they forget. But they promise God that they're not going to forget through their difficulty. When they're in difficulty and calling upon Him, they're saying, no, we won't forget. We're not going to forget. We will be grateful. That's what they're saying. لَأَكُونَنَ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. We are certainly going to be for amongst the grateful ones. But when He rescues them, Allah says, and جَاهُمْ, when He gives them najah, safety, rescues them, they what? They start back transgressing. They start back doing the things that they did before. They forget. So God informs them that they are going to return to Him. God informs them, this is, their return is what will happen. And so God Almighty wants them, us to reflect upon it. He wants us to reflect. And He uses these parables in the Quran. Like in the 24th verse, the life of this world is just like rain, that we send it down from the sky, producing a mixture of plants which humans and animals consume. That the rain, we don't produce it. We don't make rain. God makes it. God makes it fall. God makes the earth come back to life when the rain comes, produces greenery, so that we can consume and animals consume. And then when the earth looks at its very best, and God beautifies it, and we think now we have control over it. We can go plant, we can gather the plant, we can harvest, we can get to eat, we turn it into food, and so forth. When we think we have complete control over it, God Almighty, then what does He do? God Almighty brings His command to it and destroys it. Maybe by rain, maybe by a hurricane, maybe by some weather pattern. He mows it down like it wasn't even there yesterday. And God wants these people of who sees this to reflect that this is the might of God. This is the control of God. And whatever we get, be thankful for it. If we're faced with a hardship, be grateful to Allah that it's not worse. And ask Him. And then hold patience through your hardship and through your test. And if you are in joy, then thank God. Thank Him for it. You know, there's a hadith that explains this about our, and I'll quote this hadith from Anas bin Malik, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, he says, "Yu'ta bi anam al ahl al dunya min ahl al nar yom al qiyamah." That God said, Allah, that the Prophet sallallahu said that a person who's from the ahl al dunya, from the people of this world, will be taken to the next world. He'll go to the next world, and they are taken, they're people of this world, but they are destined for the fire. And he says, the anamin ahl al-nar, meaning that ahl al-dunya, they are the ones who are most blessed in this world. He takes them, God takes them. In the next world, the one who were most blessed in this world. Wa yusbaghu fil-nar, and he will give them a taste of the fire. just one taste. One taste. They were the most blessed in this world. They had everything they ever wanted. But they never recognized God, and they turned their back on God. So God will give them a taste, one taste of fire. He will dip them into the fire one moment, just for one moment. And then he will say to them, Ya Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, how ra'aita khayran khat? Have you ever seen goodness in this world? How barra bika na'im? Has any goodness ever crossed your path? And they will say, no. Wallahi ya Rabb, nothing good ever happened in this world. Even though the Prophet ﷺ said that they were the most blessed in this world, when they tasted the fire, they forgot all the good. They forgot all the good. Then the Prophet said, may God bless him and grant him peace, يُؤْتَى بِأَشَدِّ النَّاسِ بُؤْسًا فِي الدُّنْيَا, that a second person will be brought who were the most severely tested in this world. They'll be brought on the next world. The most severely tested, the ones who had hardship all the time. فَيُسْبَهُ سَبْخًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and God Almighty, because they had sober, they were steadfast, and they worshipped Him, and they were thankful, but they were tried and tested. He will make them taste Jannah, paradise. They'll have one taste of paradise. And it would be said to them, Ya Ibn Adam, Hal Ra'aita Bu'san Qat? He will said to them and asked of them, O Ibn Adam, son of Adam, daughter of Adam, have you ever tasted any hardships in this world? Have you ever been tested severely in this world? Have you tasted any severe punishment? فَيَقُولُ, and they will say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ مَا مَرَّ بِي بُخْسٌ قَتْ, nothing bad ever happened to me in this world, because the one taste of paradise, they forgot about all the hardship that they endured in this world. All of it. All the hardship, they forgot. Because when they were faced with hardship in this world, they turned to their Lord. When they were faced with hardship in this world, they were thankful for whatever relief that they had. When they faced with hardship in this world, and they asked their Lord to remove it from them, and He did, and they said they were going to be grateful, they followed through with the gratefulness. When they said that we're going to be charitable, they followed through with it. And so God Almighty, in the next world, which is the world that counts, that when he gives them a taste after enduring so many hardships in this world, they will forget. When they give a taste of paradise, they will forget all of the tests and trials that they went through in this world. All the tests and the trials. And these ayahs in Surah Yunus, these ayahs are ayahs in which God Almighty wants us to reflect. He wants us to reflect on that everything is in God's hands. Everything. Everything in God's hands. The good that you have is in God, so thank Him. When things do not happen right, or you're put through a test and trials, it's still in His hands. Stay, be steadfast, have patience, and ask of Him. Ask of Him. And God Almighty will relieve it from you. He'll relieve it from you. And He'll replace it with something good. Or He will reward you the next world for your patience through it. He'll reward you the next world for your patience through it. And so hold steadfast. And if you hold steadfast, then only good will happen. And good will happen in this world, and good will happen in the next world. And so these are the verses that we recited, that we recited today. Remember, wallahi yadu ila dar salam, that God invites you all to the home of peace. Wa yahdi ma yasha ila sirat mustaqim, and He guides whoever He wills to the straight path. We ask God Almighty to invite us to the home of peace, and we ask God Almighty to keep us on the straight path. Ameen.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Zahir, for your enlightening words. May Allah bless you and your family, and preserve and protect you. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, assalamu alaikum.
La ilaha illallah.
No God but Allah.
Muhammad Rasulallah.
Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
I bear witness that
there is no God but Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulallah.
Imagine, the earth is changed, the sky has changed, it will look nothing like this world. Imagine yourself right now that you are in a world where you cannot recognize anything. You cannot recognize any marks. You don't know where your house is anymore, you don't know where the continents are, you don't know where you are. The earth looks flat, no markings, no valleys, no hills, and it's white. And the sky is a different sky. In some tafsir it says it's also white. The sun is no longer there in the position you see it. It has been brought very near, very large, probably as some hadith say, kalmil. It looks like only a mile away. Some scholars said we don't know what al-mil means. Is it distance, mile? Because the Arabs used to use that word, mile, meal. The point is, the sun is very close. You are gathered with all the creation from the beginning of the creation of this world to the end of time. Everybody is naked. Everybody is barefooted. On that day, the matter is too serious for anybody to even look at one another. Imagine yourself in this life and your life is threatened. You're about to die. And there are naked people all around you. The only thing you'll be focusing on is how to prevent your death. On the day of judgment, there is no more death. The only thing we are awaiting, where are we going to go? Allah says in the Quran, يَوْمَ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ. On that day, every human being will remember. وَأَنَّ لَهُ الذِّكْرَى. But what would that remembrance benefit him or her on that day? It is as though all the people will know what they have come to. The reality becomes known to everyone. Allah says, before this day, you didn't really know it in reality. And now we have release that veil that covered your eyes, and now you can see reality. You can see the angels, you can see the day of judgment, you can see everything in reality as if this world was a dream and that the other world is the true reality. The prophets are concerned. Did they deliver their message? What are their people going to say? The people are concerned. The devils are gathered and they're concerned, the shayateen, the jinns. The animals are gathered and there is no injustice on that day. It is the day of reckoning, the day of accountability. That's the day that's going to decide whether it's eternal heaven or eternal hellfire. People are gathered with different types of people, and they are gathered in different forms and shapes and ways, all depending on what you left this world on. What kind of deeds did you leave this world with? On the Day of Judgment, each person will be gathered and resurrected on the form that they died in, or on the deeds that they died in, the form of their deeds. Meaning, what kind of a lifestyle were they leading before they died? On that. And even if it's the bad deed that you died on, you'll be raised on that deed. Or if it's a good deed you died on, you'll be raised on that good deed. Will the angels come to you and hug you and say, this is the day you have been promised, don't worry? Or will you be the type where the angels say, look at Jahannam, look at it, this is what's awaiting for you. This is the day of your misery. Some people will be resurrected with enormous light. In the Sahih Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ tells us some people will be raised with enormous light. This hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. Enormous light, the size of a mountain. Imagine somebody now walking, and they've got light encompassing their body, the size of a mountain. They're walking and this light is emanating from the size of a mountain. Everywhere they walk, you see this huge light. You can see it from a distance, right? You can see it from here to probably 20 suburbs down. These are the people who died with accumulated good deeds throughout their life and minimal sayyat, and they had repented. So they died on righteousness. And there will be people who will have light the size of towers, high towers. Be walking as light around them. And people will be walking with light as big as a man. So only their size, just a little bit of light outside of their body wherever they walk. And there are people who will be resurrected with light emanating from the tip of their finger or their thumb. Actually, Ibhan, the index finger. The tip of the index finger, as the Prophet ﷺ says. Sometimes it lights on and sometimes it goes off. This is the light that the people on that day will use to cross over Jahannam to the other side. And there are those who are filled with darknesses around them. Dhulumat. Where is this light coming from? And where are these darknesses coming from? The light is an interpretation of the purity of the heart of that person. This pure heart, my dear brothers and sisters, is interpreted into this huge light. Real light. You see it with your eyes. As for those with darknesses, their hearts were darkened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes these hearts in the Quran in various verses. Sometimes He calls them the rusted hearts. Other times, the blanketed hearts. Blankets upon blankets of darkness. And what does kufr mean? To dig something, bury it and cover it with soil. So these hearts are covered in darknesses. On that day, it's interpreting darknesses around them. There's no light to shine. The heart has left Allah, and so Allah turns away from them. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ وَلَكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ We did not oppress them, Allah says, but they oppressed themselves. Allah says in the Quran about people who have abandoned their heart and abandoned their Lord knowingly, who have heard about this deen, understood it and rejected it. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ These people are like livestock, an'am, livestock. بَلْهُمْ أَضَلِّ Some of them are even worse. On that day, they'll wish they were soil, but they can't even be like animals. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا The hider of the truth will wish that they were turned into turab, into soil like the animals. Just one last thing to describe that moment. Allah says in the Quran, Allah says, on that day, the people will respond to the caller. There will be a caller who will direct people to where they have to go by force. Go this way. You go that way. You come this way. لا عوج له. This person who calls you, this angel, does not lose his way. You will be going to the correct position. وخشعت الأصوات. The voices are silenced. The people don't know what to say anymore. Imagine uncountable numbers of people you don't hear a single whisper. Wallah, wallahi, not a single whisper. Not a whisper. Allah says, وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ The voices are silenced to the Most Merciful. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسَا You will not hear on that day any... Allah describes it. You can't hear anything except one thing. هَمْسَا The silent tapping of feet walking. People just walking here and there. Like that. No one's talking. Eyes are looking up high. People are walking. It's like we're intoxicated. Where are we going? In madness. You know? Don't know what to say. No one can speak. Not even the angels unless Allah gives them permission. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ Allah knows everything that you have come with. وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ And whatever you have kept in secret or left behind thinking no one else will know. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا And no one even can know the amount of knowledge that Allah knows about you on that day. Allah will inform us about ourselves things that will come manifest, which we were confused about, and on that day Allah will make it so clear to us, to show us whether we had gone on the right path or on the wrong path, whether we deserve to be punished or not, to make us understand. Remember the hadith, that no one will be punished in hellfire until they are convinced that they deserve it. Allah calls Himself in this verse now, twice now here, Ar-Rahman, the Most Merciful. It is out of Allah's mercy that He does all of this. Allows the people to know, forgives if He wills, and He will forgive on that day many things. But those who are destined to His wrath, no one can save them except He.
There's a man in a suit behind a mahogany desk. Says he's fighting for freedom, but I'm not impressed. Got a flag on his lapel and blood on his hands. Making promises that no mother understands. He's never held a rifle, never dodged a shell. But he's real good at sending other boys to hell. Old men start the wars, young men fight and die. Rich men count their profits while the poor folks cry. When will we wake up? When will we see through? The only war worth fighting is the one for me and you. In the halls of power where the shadows meet, they're drawing up my maps while the body count's complete. From the banks of the Dnipro to Jerusalem's wall, they're playing their games while the mighty fall. But every bomb that drops, every life that's lost, someone's paying the ultimate cost. Old men start the wars, young men fight and die. Rich men count their profits while the poor folks cry. When will we wake up? When will we see through? The only war worth fighting is the one for me and you. There's a mother in Myanmar crying alone. Her village is burning, her family's gone. There's a father in Haiti, can't find his way through the chaos and violence day after day. While somewhere a general pins on a medal for turning the earth into hell's own kettle. They divide us by color, by creed and by clan, but we're all just people trying to make a stand for our children, our future, our peace of the sky. Why should any of us have to say goodbye to the ones that we love in the name of a cause that's written by others in their bloody laws? So I'm singing this song for the ones left behind, for the displaced, the forgotten, the deaf, dumb and blind. To the madness that grips us, that won't let us go, there's a better way living, and we all know that the earth has enough for every man's need, but never enough for any man's greed. Old men start the wars, young men fight and die. Rich men count their profits while the poor folks cry. But we can wake up, yes, we can see through. The only war worth fighting is the one for me and you. The only peace worth having is the one we make come true.
Allah says, وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. On that day, all the faces shall be humbled to the All-Powerful, the Almighty. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. And whoever has carried with him or her on that day deeds of victimization to himself, deeds of oppression, deeds of haram, then they will be in misery. And whoever had done good deeds, which Allah is pleased with, while they are believers, you're a believer and you do good deeds. فَلَا يَخَافُ ظُلْمًا. On that day you will not fear any oppression, any haram deeds that you have done. وَلَا هَضْمًا. Nor will you experience any loss. Yani on that day, there will be people that have done righteous deeds and they carry them with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, some bad deeds which you have done, you will not be made afraid of them. You'll be forgiven them. And you think that you're going to lose, but on that day Allah will make it in a way which you will not lose. So Allah knows who will win, who will lose, who deserves and who doesn't. So we will be pushed on that day to where we have to go. The intercession happens, the books are given, we are forced to read from our books. Even the illiterate person will be able to read. The illiterate person who did not know how to read or write in this world will be given the knowledge and the skill and the ability in its highest form to read on that day. You will read in a way in which you will understand very clearly. You will read your records. What do these records look like? What do these books look like? The knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past, when computers first came out, laptops, they used to write in the papers, notebook, $4,000. And I used to think to myself, notebook? It's 10 cents in Kmart. $4,000? But they call it a notebook. However, it's not the notebook that we know. Notebook, a laptop, a highly sophisticated system. So when Allah says records, books, suhuf, pages, what is the nature of these pages and records? It is the knowledge is with Allah. But let me tell you something. These pages, these records, these books, that's the name given to them, on that day, carry every single deed, good or bad, past or present or future, from the beginning of time to the end, your whole life, it carries the secrets and the open. Everything. It can encompass it all. We humans have invented computers that hold hundreds of gigabytes of memory. And we say, whoa, you can carry the information of the whole universe in this. Don't we say that? So if this is what the human being is able to do, Allah's ability is unlimited. And His invention, subhanah, His creation is beyond our minds, beyond our understanding. Now at this point, my dear brothers and sisters, the books are received. Some judgment has happened. However, the punishment has not begun, and the reward has not begun. Some people receive their records in their right, some people are delayed a little bit to receive their records in the right. It's up to Allah. But the next stage after that is the scales. So now, the evidence is shown. The debate has happened. The records are justified. The witnesses have given their claim, have bared with their witness. The servant is now clean or clear about their records. Allah has not wiped anything yet. And Allah has not punished anything yet. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us to the next stage, which is to weigh the value of the good deeds you have and the value of the bad deeds you have. And here on the scale is the decision of what you are worth. how much you deserve of rewards and how much you deserve of punishment. What kind of deeds will remain and what kind of deeds will be taken off. What extra secret deeds haven't been revealed yet in the records, because there are still secret deeds which Allah leaves out of His mercy to reveal. And there are some sins which were not included in the records, only a little bit, but now something's going to happen. What is it? The scales are brought. Allah says in the Quran,
وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالُ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ.
And on that day, we will place the just scales. The just scales. And so no soul will be treated unjustly, even with an atom's worth of deed. And if it were the size of a mustard seed of good deeds, we will reveal it, we will bring it to the scale. And if it were the size of a mustard seed of bad deeds, we will bring it and place it on the scale. وَكَفَى بِنَا حَاسِبِينَ. Such a judgment, accountability by us is sufficient enough. What else can there be more justifiable than that? More of an accountability than that? Yeah, and every single whisper, every little deed that we hid or didn't open will be brought from those records and placed into that scale. What is the nature of this scale? What does it look like? Again, the knowledge of its nature is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scale, however, is a type of creation that Allah had created. And in the hadith al-sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, which came in Al-Hakim by Salman al-Farisi, who is the narrator radiallahu anhu, he says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the scale will be set up on the day of judgment. If the weight of the heavens and the earth, if the weight of the heavens and the earth are to be measured by this scale will do it efficiently, without any strain whatsoever. It'll weigh it. In another hadith, the scale can contain the heavens and the earth if need be. Literally. The earth, the skies and the earth. They can put it in it and it'll weigh it. It'll take it. The hadith continues. When Allah created the scale, the angels asked, "For whom does this scale measure, O our Lord?" And Allah replied, "Whomever I will among my creation." Then the angel said, "O Allah, indeed, we didn't worship you the way you are worthy of." When they see the might and the power and the accountability of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even the angels themselves, they fear this day. You know, what's our fate going to be? Oh, our Lord, we haven't worshipped you enough. Shufa. Compare that to a person who deceives themselves today. Goes to give a donation, $100. Then believes inside of him that I've given $100. I can do a few haram things now because now I deserve Jannah. I deserve Jannah. I've given $100. It's a lot of money. Who gives $100 these days? As if now you deserve khalas. As if made a condition on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, $100 equals Jannah. Or those who debate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh God, I didn't ask you to make me. Here are the angels. This is the lack of our understanding. This is not a question for us to ask. Because at the moment, we haven't had this conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's important now is that we give Allah's due first, and then Allah will reveal everything else, to the point where He even shows us Himself, subhanahu, and you converse with Him in Jannah, inshaAllah. The angels are saying, "Oh, our Lord, we haven't worshipped you as you are worthy of." Allah says, "La ya'asoon Allah ma amarahum." The angels don't disobey a single thing which Allah commands them. And here they are saying, "Oh, our Lord, we have not worshipped you as you are worthy of." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to his companions once, "Wallahi, لن يدخل الجنة أحد بعمله." No one will enter paradise just because of their deeds. Just because of their deeds. قالوا ولا أنت يا رسول الله. They said, "Not even you, a messenger of Allah." He said, "ولا أنا." Not even I. إلا أن يتغمدني الله برحمة منه وفضل. Only on one condition. If Allah decide to encompass me or to shower me with His blessings and His mercy. It is His mercy and blessings which we seek. Our deeds earn us His mercy and His blessings, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is all you want.
But I know one day you will realize it's the mercies of God that has kept us alive. We will sing a new song for justice, and we will go through. You've got to focus your eyes on the prize. If you slip, you will slide, and from God you can't hide. We will sing a new song for justice, and we will go through. And if you don't have no love in your heart, then you'll have to depart, because you need love to start. To sing a new song for justice, for peace to go through. And although it can bite me down, I get stronger and stronger, I'm always around. I'm rooted and ground for justice, still I go through.
It is reported in one of the hadiths that a man will be brought to the scale on the Day of Judgment. And he has done deeds as far as your eyes could see. The angels carry his deeds and they're about to be placed on the scale. Sizes of mountains of good deeds. And when they are placed, Allah says, "Admit my servant into paradise with my mercy." With my mercy. Not with his deeds, with my mercy. He deserves my mercy. The servant then says, "My Lord, I want to enter paradise with my deeds." He thinks that he can get more for his deeds. So then Allah says, "Very well, if that's the way you want to measure it, then we have to be fair. You owe me something. You owe me the blessing of the eyesight which I gave you. You didn't pay me for it, I just gave it to you and you enjoyed it. And you thanked me for it. I want you now to repay me for that." So the angels bring the blessing of the eyesight and they place it in the scale. And it is heavier than all the good deeds the man had done. It's not equal to this blessing which Allah had given. He says, "Enter him into hellfire." And the servant says, "Rabbi, I want to enter because of your mercy. Birahmatika ya Rabb." With your mercy. Allah's mercy is the thing which we want. Our deeds. If it wasn't for Allah, we would not know what's right and wrong. We would not have the ability to do anything. But because we have a choice and we choose to do the good and we choose to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can rise even better and higher than the angels themselves. Than the angels. Allah's reward is amazing. Don't waste your time thinking about doubtful issues here and there. Don't waste your time. The Quran is here. It is proof. No one can deny it. Your deen is proof. You are on the right deen, my dear brothers and sisters. The scale therefore decides what your level and value is. There is a difference of opinion about what is actually weighed on the scale. Some of our scholars said that it is your actual deeds that are brought and turned into objects that can be weighed in a certain form and they are placed in that scale. Some others they said, no, it is yourself. Your actual self is brought and you're placed on that scale to see your value, based on certain verses in the Quran. In Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ states, narrated in collected in Bukhari and Muslim, on the Day of Judgment, a person may have a very gigantic body, and however he weighs less than the weight of a mosquito's wing in Allah's sight. In this world, you may have a gigantic, but on the Day of Judgment, you may weigh less than a mosquito's wing in Allah's eyes. Read if you wish, the Prophet ﷺ says, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمُ الْيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. We shall not give them, the disobedient ones, any weight on the Day of Judgment. This is a metaphor. Your weight. What do our scholars say? They combine between the two opinions. You, your body, yourself is given value and your deeds are given value together. So you are both weighed at a value. What is your value? To Allah's sight, the best is the one who is most righteous. Not the fattest, not the heaviest in body, not the richest. To Allah, it's in righteousness. Allah says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honored among you in God's eyes are the ones who are most righteous, or the ones who are most God-fearing, meaning you stay away from the things that displease Allah as much as you can. What is your weight, therefore, my dear brother and sister, on that day, on that scale? What is your weight? There are secretly done deeds which are good, and Allah will bring them on that weight. A person will come on that day. This is also in the hadith. It's in Tirmidhi, Ahmad, Abu Dawood and others, that Abdullah ibn Umar narrates. On the day of judgment, Allah will save in public. He will save a man who is from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from hellfire. Allah will order the bringing of 99 books that record the deeds of the man in his life. Each book is as far as the sight of the man can see. As far as the sight of the man can see. Records full of deeds, bad deeds. Allah will say, go with your records to be weighed. He goes and then he comes back in misery. He's lost. Obviously his records didn't weigh much. As far as his eyes could see. Each page, as far as his eye could see. Then Allah says, do you have any objection to what our angels wrote in your records? And he will say, no, Ya Rabb. I have no objections. Allah will ask him, do you have any excuse? And the man will say, no, my Lord. I have no excuse. Allah will say, okay. But you still have with us a reward of a single good deed, as no one is wrong today. Some hidden good deeds which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala surprises you with if you deserve it. And then Allah will give this man, obviously order the angels to give this man a card to place on the scale. In this card, the following words are written. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is his messenger. And the man says, oh God, how heavy does this card weigh to the weight of 99 books of records? It weighs nothing. And the card will be placed and it will cause, and the hadith says it will cause the bar of the books to swing to its side sharply. Rasulullah is speaking here in a way that we cannot imagine. But imagine now scales. If you had scales on earth and one side is so heavy, you place a card on it and it makes the scale spin sharply. Because, my dear brothers and sisters, nothing weighs heavier than the word of Tawheed. La ilaha illallah. Obviously it has conditions. La ilaha illallah means that you fulfill its conditions. So you say it and you fulfill its conditions. There's no use saying, I'm the strongest, but you got no strength. You can say it from now till the end of time. You're not. No use saying, I know this and I know that, but you don't know. There's no use saying, I'm a doctor. You can say it from now till the end of time. You can carry books on top of your shoulders of all the medicine. But if you don't know it, you don't have the skill, you are not a doctor. If you say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, you fulfill its conditions. If you fulfilled its conditions, but you come on the day of judgment with lots and lots of bad deeds, but you had Tawheed and you fulfilled the conditions of Tawheed, then that will weigh heavier on the scale on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives it to specific people on that day with His mercy.
This is our time. Unite together for justice in Palestine. No matter your faith or community, this is a crime against humanity. Guards are turned into a prison camp. Apartheid war divides the West Bank.
We are the people and this is our time. Stand up.
Thank you.
very much, listeners, for tuning in. And until next week, inshallah, peace out. And I again leave you with Muhyiddin Chisti's final words before his passing.
One of the greatest saints of our history was a great saint named Muhyiddin Chisti. And the last talk that he gave to his students is how I'd like to talk to you, because I don't think I could do anything better than Muhyiddin Chisti. He said to his students as he was departing the world, "Love all and hate none. Mere talk of peace will avail you not. Mere talk of God and religion will not take you far. Bring out all the latent powers of your being and reveal the full magnificence of your immortal self. Be overflowing with peace and joy and scatter them wherever you go, wherever you are. Be a blazing fire of truth, be a beauteous blossom of love, and be a soothing balm of peace. With your spiritual light, dispel the darkness of ignorance. Dissolve the clouds of discord and war, and spread goodwill, peace, and harmony among the people. Never seek any help, charity, or favors from anybody except God. Do not go to the courts of kings, but never refuse to bless and help the needy and the poor, the widow and the orphan, if they come to your door. This is your mission, to serve the people. Carry it out dutifully and courageously, so that I, as your teacher, will not be ashamed of any shortcomings on your part before Almighty God and our blessed predecessors in this silsila on the Day of Judgment." Alhamdulillah.
You are listening to WTOR 770 AM, Youngstown, Toronto.
ਕਿਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਓਂਟਾਰੀਓ ਦਾ ਮੋਹਰੀਨਾ ਕੁਇਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਲਿਓ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇੱਕ ਟਰੱਕ ਚਲਾਉਣੇ ਜਾਂ ਫਲੀਟ ਹੈਗੀ ਜੇ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਅਪਾਇੰਟਮੈਂਟ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਨਹੀਂ ਫਰਸਟ ਕਮ ਫਰਸਟ ਸਰਵਡ ਸਟੇਟ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਆਰਟ ਫੈਸਿਲਿਟੀ ਟ੍ਰੇਨਡ ਟੈਕਨੀਸ਼ੀਅਨਸ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਬੈਸਟ ਹਾਈ ਗ੍ਰੇਡ ਆਇਲਸ ਫਿਲਟਰਸ ਇੰਜਨ ਦੀ ਜਾਨ ਵਧਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੋਰ ਕੀ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ ਤਿੰਨ ਲੋਕੇਸ਼ਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਸੇਵਾ ਕਰਦੇ QTL ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 268 ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਕੈਂਬ੍ਰਿਜ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 579 ਹਾਈਵੇ 401 ਨਾਪਨੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਟ 5 QEW ਫੋਰਟ ਏਰੀ ਸਰਵਿਸ ਹੋਰ ਕੁਆਲਿਟੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਪ੍ਰਮੁੱਖ ਨਾਂ QTL 519-622-0660 ਜੋ ਆਵੇ ਸੋ ਰਾਜ਼ੀ ਜਾਵੇ
ਕੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੈਡਿੰਗ ਰਿਸੈਪਸ਼ਨ ਬਰਥਡੇ ਪਾਰਟੀ ਯੂਨੀਵਰਸਿਟੀ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹਾਲ ਲੱਭ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਆਓ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਔਰ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਦੋ ਵੱਡੇ ਹਾਲ 100 ਤੋਂ 600 ਤੱਕ ਮਹਿਮਾਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਗੁੰਜਾਇਸ਼ ਵੱਡੀ ਆਸਾਨ ਪਾਰਕਿੰਗ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਖਾਸ ਗੱਲ ਸਵੀਟ ਨਹਿਰ ਲਜ਼ੀਜ਼ ਖਾਣਾ ਤਾਜ਼ਾ ਖਾਣਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਤਕਰੀਬ ਨੂੰ ਚਾਰ ਚੰਦ ਲਗਾ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਮੌਕੇ ਦੀ ਫੰਕਸ਼ਨ ਦੀ ਬੁਕਿੰਗ ਹੈ ਕਾਲ ਕਰੋ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੀਡੈਂਟ ਕਨਵੈਨਸ਼ਨ ਸੈਂਟਰ ਦੇ ਸੁੱਖਾ ਜੀ 416-736-6820 416-736-6820
अपने प्यारों को पैसे भेजें लैम्प फाई के साथ अब आसानी और एतमाद के साथ बेहतरीन रेट्स और मुकम्मल सिक्योरिटी के साथ आज ही ट्रांसफर करें लैम्प फाई LEMFI साइन अप करते वक्त रेफर कोड E10 का इस्तेमाल करें और अपनी पहली ट्रांजैक्शन पर 100 या उससे ज्यादा भेजने पर $20 कैश बैक हासिल करें और बस यही नहीं अपने दोस्तों और फैमिली को भी रेफर करें और हर रेफर पर आप दोनों पाएंगे $20 तो आज ही विजिट करिए LEMFI.com LEMFI.com
ਹੋ ਸੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਦੇ ਸਾਧ ਦੀ ਆਰੋ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਹੋਈ ਦੀਵਾਨੀ ਹੋ ਸ਼ੁੱਧ ਖੋਏ ਦੀ ਜੇ ਮਿਠਿਆਈ ਰੱਜ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਖਾਣੀ ਨੋਨ ਵੈਜ ਤੇ ਵੈਜ ਫੂਡ ਦਾ ਸਵਾਦ ਬੜਾ ਤੂਫਾਨੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਵੀਟ ਮਹਿਲ ਦਾ ਲੱਭਣਾ ਨੀ ਕੋਈ ਸਾਨੀ
ਵਧੇਰੇ ਜਾਣਕਾਰੀ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਸੁੱਖਾ ਚੰਦ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ 416-679-9991 ਤੇ 416-679-9191
ट्रक ड्राइवर भाइयों अब US और कनाडा में अनलिमिटेड डाटा वीवो टेलीकम्युनिकेशंस के साथ फुल स्पीड नो रुकावट सफर बिजनेस का हो या शौक का वर्ल्ड वाइड eSIM डाटा प्लान के साथ इंटरनेट हमेशा रेडी ट्रैवल कर रहे हो इंडिया पाकिस्तान या हज या उमरे के लिए वीवो टेली के साथ हमेशा रहो ऑनलाइन दूर दराज इलाका कोई प्रॉब्लम नहीं घर हो या केबिन वीवो टेल की हाई स्पीड इंटरनेट चलती है दुनिया के किसी भी कोने में विजिट करें vivotel.com या कॉल करें 416-243-9836 416-243-9836 कनेक्शन आपका दुनिया के साथ
कैनेडियन
Society of Peace and Relief
and Green Dome Islamic Schools Project के तहत
पेश करते हैं mesmerizing spiritual Sufi Qawwali evening with Ali Zafar.
सलाम जो आपकी रूह में
सलाम मई भूलिए मत Paramount Fine Food Center 5500 Rose Cherry Place in Mississauga.
Visit ticketmaster.ca.
Sponsorship या फिर टिकट के लिए कॉल कीजिए डायरेक्ट आमिर शमसी 416.